Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The United States should not be in an offensive war against Iran without a vote of Congress. The Constitution is completely clear on it. And I am so disappointed that the president has acted so prematurely.
What the president did here is definitely outside of the War Powers Resolution, and I think outside of the Constitution.
The president absolutely failed to follow the Constitution, and now we're in war without congressional authorization.
Yeah, there you go. Shocking that the Democrats would respond that way. Congresswoman Ann Wagner of the 2nd District here in Missouri with us this afternoon with her perspective. Hello, Ann. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. I just got back to D.C. It's good that I'm speaking with you and your listeners now because I'll be heading down to a classified setting for most of the evening in a skiff to get the rest of the story. So I can talk to you before I know all the things I can't talk to you about. How's that?
I think that that's fine. Let me start, though, with the allegation that Congress should have had to approve this. What is your position on that? I mean, obviously, I think it's different than going to war with Iran. And I guess we have ramped up, action from Iran on Israel this afternoon. But on the War Powers Act in particular, your thoughts on that?
The president, President Trump, clearly had the authority to do any kind of limited strikes that he did. That is not in question. That is Article 2, Section 2. President shall be commander-in-chief. It's very, very clear. This was done by Obama, by Biden, by Clinton. This was a surgical decision aimed at, frankly, saving American lives, and I fully support it. It was the right decision. It was an exercising what, he and others have called peace through strength. It is nothing broader than that. We are not at war. It was a targeted strike. And if they want to rewrite history or the Constitution, they can play all the politics they want. But I think when we're in a serious situation like this, when we've got 40,000 troops over in the Middle East and in theater, in harm's way, over 700,000 Americans who live in Israel, plus countless other assets, they ought to be a little more careful and measured in their words.
I would think so. I haven't tracked every Democrat in Congress, but John Fetterman certainly is on your side and on the side of what you just said. I don't know why this has to be a partisan issue. Why I can see some of the crazies out there claiming the same things, and then maybe that's what we heard in the soundbites, but this should not be a partisan issue for members of Congress.
Be.
Yeah.
It should not be. And there are many Democrats in the House side that that agree that it was beyond time for President Trump to take action. He'd given them months and months and months. Let's face it, Mark, it's been 45 years that we've been back and forth.
Yeah.
All right. And we are going to do whatever it takes to keep Americans safe. The IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Association, said that it was imminent and near. There are other reports, some of which I will not go into, that talked about the nuclear proliferation and how close Iran was. And everyone has said over and over again that Iran must not have a nuclear weapon. And let's hope. We'll wait and see the battle assessment. I've got to give, high praise to our brave men and women. We had one woman who also bombed out of Whiteman.
Yeah,
very exciting. They completed their mission. It was an incredible, incredible feat, full of lots of drama here, but including decoy.
Yeah, how about that? Right,
stealth bombers that went. Yeah, everybody thought that they were heading. Heading to Guam, so to speak, and going to lay over there and move. But no, the real bombers there were seven left Whiteman Air Force Base, our own Whiteman Air Force Base, left and flew east over the Atlantic. They had multiple escorts, and from F-18s to 35s to 22s that all, you know, refueled and escorted them across. And they dropped a total of 12 of what I'm going to call these Boeing bunker busters or mop bombs that have incredible range. They can go down some 200 feet, 20 stories, and they, if you look at the two sets of three strikes, so there were a total of six strikes, they went in with the first six, and then they followed up in the same holes, the same position, with another six, so a total of 12 that actually went in first to Fordo, and then it was followed up with two more that went into Natanz. And then at the same time, the USS Georgia fired about 30 Tomahawk cruise missiles into Esfahan, and all of them successful, all done within 39 hours, no casualties, everyone made it back, took out centrifuges, enrichment, research and development. This is the first time we've ever used these Boeing bunker busters in combat. So it's a pretty amazing feat that was accomplished, and only United States of America could do it. Only the B-2 Spirit stealth bomber could get there and set off this kind of explosive power.
On the B-2s, well, I don't know. I have a military expert coming up after 5 o'clock, but how did they actually do the 37-hour round trip and sleep and use the facilities and do other? Do you have any idea how that works? I'm just curious.
Well, they, believe it or not, there have been some specials and things on this, and they've got flight crew on board that they
do
shifts,
yeah,
and take
right.
turns, and they have to eat something, obviously.
Yes,
they
yes.
have to go to the restroom and such, so there's a rotation of sorts. Now, was adrenaline flowing and everything else? I'm sure that that's the case, but these are really incredible precision-guided, these bunker buster bombs. We developed them here in the U.S., Boeing did, between 2005 and 2015. And literally, these things go about 20 stories down. And if you follow it up with yet another one, it goes even further down.
Yeah.
So we'll see what kind of damage has been done and what the battle assessment is. And but this was a very targeted strike in order to keep American citizens and our assets and obviously our greatest ally in the Middle East and our friend Israel
yeah.
safe.
So let me ask this, Congresswoman Ann Wagner. Jen Griffin is doing a great job on Fox. And one of the things she said, because obviously Qatar has been targeted today and we have a military base there, she said if Iran wanted to send more missiles and floating drones, they could do it. They have the capability. This doesn't not what – what happened Saturday doesn't wipe out their military capability. Now, they've got fewer members of their leadership, certainly. But what would you say – because it seems it's even been described as a measured response. So then the follow-up to that would be, well, what then would the negotiations and diplomacy look like from here?
Well, we're still looking for diplomacy. At any time that the Ayatollah, you know, wants to surrender and give up a full future and downstream enrichment of nuclear material, wants
yeah.
to have a ceasefire, stand down his proxies, which are, you know, the Houthis, Hamas, and Hezbollah, and other sleeper cells that are sadly around the world and throughout the United States of America. He can do so, but it would mean complete surrender and standing down. And we are very, very much open to that. And yes, Iran apparently recently here, this afternoon, did launch, depends on maybe 10 to 14 short-range ballistic missiles into Qatar. We do have an air base there. But we took them down with our THAAD and our Patriot defense system.
Yeah, I saw that.
So there was no damage. The president's not going to react to this, I don't believe. So why would he? We can
right,
easily
right.
take those down. So, you know, we do not want one American to be harmed. And we do want for Iran to surrender and come to the table. And if this moves that process along, then great, so be it. If they choose a different route, then who knows what their own
right.
people will do. Who knows what Israel will continue to do? And here's the thing. They do have more. Iran does have more ballistic missiles. But Israel has taken out a good many of their launchers and obviously their scientists, their research facilities. I mean, they even bombed the kind of the doors or the front end of one of their prisons where they have political and dissident prisoners held up. I think they'd like to foment another green revolution, perhaps where the poor people of Iran who have been suffering, the people of Iran, not the leadership,
not the IRCG,
not the Ayatollah, the people, they need to rise up.
Well, that would have to happen from within. And, you know, one of the things I think even I heard Jen Griffin say this, that there's not been a lot of activity on the ground in Iran. So you have to wonder we don't even really know how much coverage this is getting in that country. Right. Because they can block coverage.
Zero, exactly. In the country. They've taken down all the Internet.
Right.
Every feed. They have no idea. And one of the things I saw come across the wire is that Iran, the IRCG, and the Iran leadership is claiming that they took out some huge, you know, U.S.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Location in Qatar, and that didn't happen.
Yeah,
that did not happen. Thad and the Patriots took them down, and so they've got anything that may be getting out is propaganda. But really, they're kind of they didn't see us coming. We had free and full access to their airspace, and let me tell you, when one of these stealth bombers comes in from Whiteman Air Force Base, they're not alone. Okay, as I said, the support.
Yeah, they have escorts and everything, right?
The fighter escorts are just amazing, and they were completely undetected. Completely undetected. So yeah, we'll see what happens in the coming days. I don't believe that Israel is going to take their foot off the gas until they've got more work they want to get done there in terms of other locations and sites and things that they would like to flatten. And, you know, we'll have to see where things go.
One thing that I think is safe to say, and maybe the world realizes this, that President Trump says what he's going to do. He doesn't just threaten. They're not veiled threats. He tells you what's going to happen, and it kind of happened, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah.
It sure did. Because you know what? Back in April, he told the Iranians, you have 60 days.
Yeah.
60 days. And then on June 13th, which was day 61, Israel started its war in Iran.
Yeah, it was 10 days ago. That's when you and I spoke last,
right.
I think. Yeah.
Correct. And that's when they started to level things. So it was on day 61. He's very specific on these things and sticks to it and has continued over this entire 10-day time period to say, come to the table, surrender, give up your nuclear program. We'll meet here. We'll meet there. He sent envoys all over Europe and all over the world to try and sit down and
Maybe they got the message. Maybe they got the message with the bunker busters. We'll have to see. And I know you're going to have a busy week, but maybe we'll catch up later in the week. I really appreciate it this afternoon.
You bet. My pleasure. Take care.
Cusimano is coming up next. The Cubs are in town for a big series.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.